the Las Vegas Raiders.
It's the Raiders were born. Box.
No, that was Mark Davis this week making it official for Raider Nation to begin anew here in Las Vegas. Ryan McKinnell here with me, Clay Baker, as we are live here in the Finley Toyota Studios. And joining us now is the president of the Las Vegas Raiders, Mark Badane. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Clay. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. And I'll tell you what, I know it's been a busy week, but I had a feeling like when you were on stage with Mark and you were unveiling the new Las Vegas Raiders logo and name officially, what was really going through your mind? I mean, was it relief? Was it excitement to finally get to this point?
You'd have to say more excitement than relief. The fun thing about it was that Mark wanted to do it for the workers. I think you know he spent a lot of time on the job site. We have quarterly events with the workforce, and they mean a lot to us. They mean a lot to us as an organization. They're the ones building our home. So the fact that that moment was able to be shared with that group was pretty special, and the fact that we had the contingent of current players and alumni there made it pretty special. They were all interacting with everybody afterwards for about an hour and signing autographs and taking pictures, and that was a pretty cool moment for everybody.
You know, Mark, one thing that we've been impressed with in Vegas about your owner, Mark Davis, has been his community building, his nation building. He's been here for now a couple years getting into the community. You talk about that relationship with the workers. I'm just curious. You've worked alongside this man for decades, right? I'm just curious the conversations prior to moving here and how important it was for Mr. Davis to get out there and to do these things that we've all been seeing for these past few years.
That's kind of you to say, and he'll appreciate that. That's really, you're seeing who he is. He's just a very genuine, decent person, and it's always been very important to him. It was very important to his father to be out in the community, and the quote he likes to use is, you're not just getting a football team, you're getting a whole nation, and you're getting the power of the Raiders. Now you're also getting the power of the NFL, but you're also getting our players, our coaches, our staff, our alumni, and everything that goes along with the organization, and it starts at the top. It starts with the owner.
Well, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he loves going to the sporting events. He loves going to the Aces games, the Knights games, and he really is just, he's found a home here, and he's really enjoying what this community has provided to the Raiders and to the Raider organization, and you can see it. You can see it on his face.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It's almost predictable. Like, I can predict Mark Davis to be at these events, and then he just shows up. It is really remarkable how much time he spends in the community. It is a testament to, as you said, his character and the person he is. Well, you bring up his father, Al Davis, and this is something that I was really looking forward to talking to you about. You have been with this organization for darn near 30 years, Mark, and you knew Mr. Al Davis very well. I am very curious what you think he would have thought about this move to Las Vegas.
I think you would have been very proud of Mark. We spent a long, long time trying to find the right home for the team and went through a couple of moves. And some of the decisions worked out and some of them didn't. But ultimately, it was about finding a building that was ours, a building that we could design ourselves, a building that could be about the Raiders, and this community delivered. And I think Mr. D would be very, very proud of Mark. He loved Las Vegas. He didn't take a lot of vacations. He said, I worked for him for 20 years, and I don't recall him ever taking any vacation. But he would come to Vegas and see friends of his and have meetings here. And he loved the city, and he loved the excitement here. And I think he'd be really proud and excited that the future of the Raiders is in Las Vegas.
What do you think he'd think about that new stadium over there? We're going over names, right? The Death Star seems to have stuck, but the one that I think Clay and I like the most, and I think a lot of Las Vegans, the Al. Obviously, it fits with the Legion Stadium, and then obviously the ode to Mr. Davis. What do you think he would think about that stadium?
Well, certainly it's just a beautiful building. I think he'd love the fact that we're playing on grass. That was important to Mark, and
that's,
I think,
awesome.
Been imported to Mr. D.
Yeah.
The building itself is gorgeous, this beautiful black edifice coming out of the desert. It's just a gorgeous building. I think he would have loved it. It's going to be intimidating. It's going to be loud. It's going to provide a home field advantage, and you certainly can't beat the location. So I think he would have loved it.
We're speaking with Raiders president Mark Bedain here with us on the Press Box Morning Show on ESPN Las Vegas. You know, the team has done a very commendable job in the community. You've gone into Las Vegas and in Southern Nevada, going into neighborhoods that have been neglected. They've been forgotten. This week, you've been very busy. You've been busy with the health kits for the veterans. You've even funded school lunches. And 2 weeks ago, what you did for Rancho High School to rehaul that football field, over $250,000 to go and redo that historic field. What have you learned about Las Vegas and Southern Nevada as a community that you didn't know about earlier?
I appreciate you mentioning all that. That's something that's important to the organization, and we'll continue once the football team is here, right? You've talked how we've been here for about three and a half years, and the response that we've gotten just from the staff alone is overwhelming. When our staff are out at events, or now when alumni are out at events, and now you're going to get the entire roster of players and coaches and everyone else that comes with it. I think what you notice here is how big an impact you can have. You know, it's a smaller community. It's going on 2.5 million people, and the impact that you can make raising awareness for a cause that maybe wasn't on top of people's minds by becoming involved or bringing the power of the NFL or the power of the Raiders to a certain cause and providing that benefit, the impact is so much greater than we may have seen in the past. So the community's really been very welcoming from day one. The response everywhere we go is incredible, and we're just appreciative to be a part of it, and it'll be something that you'll continue to see our growth in the community. The first employee we actually moved here was our VP of Community Relations, a woman named Erin Wright, and she was able to meet so many people right off the bat, and those relationships have grown over the last almost 3 years, so it's been a good transition.
Well, as we talk about the community relationship and the excitement that is obviously here in the Valley, and it is ample, Mark, I think you're aware that Vegas is a transient city and the NFL is a behemoth. It is a monster. So many of us here in the Valley, we have allegiances to other teams, right? On some level, that is, I don't want to say it's going to be a hurdle of you and the Raiders to overcome, but I'm sure it's something that is, you know, at the forefront of your mind. How are you going to approach that, trying to make fans here in the Valley that may already have their allegiances, but obviously you still want them to come out and check out the Raiders and support the Raiders and maybe in time be a fan of the Raiders? How are you kind of attacking that? I don't want to say problem, but maybe issue.
That's a good point. And I don't think it's as transient as you think. We're starting to meet everybody that lives here, and you start talking to people who have been here 10, 20, 30 years. So that transient stereotype, I think, is something that is another thing that's misunderstood about this community. Obviously, a lot of people moving here. But there are a lot of people who have been here a long time. We always had a good fan base here. We had our games on and TV here. We obviously track merchandise sales and ticket buying. So we've had a pretty good base here, and we'll draw essentially from Southern California, where we still have a massive fan base, and from Northern California. But that's on us. That's a correct assessment, and that's one of the reasons why you'll see us being so active in the community, one of the reasons you'll see us all over town. We do have to build that allegiance. We have to put a good product on the field. We have to put a great game day experience in front of a market that's used to it. This is the entertainment capital of the world and is now the sports and entertainment capital of the world, and we have to deliver. So that investment is being made. That's a challenge to our organization, and I think we're up to it.
You know, as we talk about the Raiders in Vegas, we kind of talked about this yesterday on the show, Mark, and I've made the case that if you took any team in sports and were going to move them to Vegas, I always felt like the Raiders were the perfect fit, right? Al Davis, the outlaw in nature, just win, baby. There are so many similarities between Vegas and its history, going back to the 40s and the way this town was built, and I think to the kind of attitude that the Raiders have carried. Like, was that something that you were aware of when you were thinking about the move and where you might want to have picked your next home?
Certainly there's some brand alignment there. It's the Silver State. We're the silver and black team. You've got that Maverick mentality, that nonconformist mentality. So obviously you've hit on a lot of those points. The benefit we saw, too, is we're a global team, and we go on the road for all of our games, and we see a massive outpouring of Raider fans come in to Atlanta, coming to Nashville, coming to Cleveland, coming anywhere we go. There's a massive road presence of Raider fans. So that's another benefit, is everyone is talking about how it's going to be a lot of folks coming in to root for the visiting team. It's going to be a lot of Raider fans that are going to make that trip to Las Vegas 1, 2, 3 games a year to come see their team in this stadium. So I'm excited for them. That's another reason why this move made so much sense, and what this city has to offer in terms of a tourist destination made it attractive to the Raiders and to our global fan base.
Raiders President Mark Badane here with us at ESPN Las Vegas. And Mark, with the NFL draft coming up in the end of April, this is a two-part question. How do you feel like the Raiders are going to have this great presence at the NFL draft experience, which is free for all fans to experience? But how do you feel also about the way the LVCVA has come together with all the partners here in Las Vegas and the floating stage at the Bellagio, and this event, it seems like larger than life, and it's perfect for how Vegas and Raiders are going to come together? I think this is a time for a lot of casual fans to maybe get the chance to see the Raiders up close and personal before the season begins.
Yeah, great way to launch into 2020, a couple months before the stadium opening, is to bring one of the NFL's marquee events to town. It's going to be a massive success. It's going to be a visual, including the Bellagio fountains in there at the Caesars Forum behind the link, that I don't know how you'll ever be able to top that. For the Raiders, we'll have a lot of events for our season ticket holders, for folks associated with the team, and then you'll see a presence at the NFL experience. Our Super Bowl trophies will be there, other Raider alumni and functions will be there for us. So you'll see a Raider presence. It is a league event, but you'll see a strong Raider presence. In terms of the LVCVA, they've been an incredible partner throughout, going back to when we first started talking about coming here. But when the league first reached out about the draft coming to Vegas, we called Steve Hill, and we put a team together with the folks from R&R and went down to a meeting in Dallas, and we actually showed the stage on the fountains. That rendering that went public this week is something that has been in the works for 2.5 years, and when we showed the NFL that this was possible, you could see their eyes light up, and you could see, wow, this city can do things for us that we've never seen anywhere. So that really helped sell it, and that was really driven by the LVCVA. They've been an incredible partner, and they'll put on a great event.
You know, we know the opponents that are in line for the Raiders next year in 2020. In your estimation or opinion, what would you like to see as, like, the ideal opponent for Game 1 at the Allegiant Stadium, and how that could be, on the national stage? Should it be a Sunday night game, a Monday night game? I know you don't have much input on that, but what would you like to see as the ideal opponent and ideal time for the Al to open up?
Well, we actually have a little more input than you might think, and we're talking to the NFL about what it might be, and I don't want to spoil that. When we know what the day will be, we'll make a big announcement. And obviously, the NFL wants to show off. The NFL wants to show off this stadium, so I'm anticipating that we'll get a marquee Game 1 date and time. I'm just not positive what they've decided yet.
That's great. Well, Mark, before we get you out of here, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the news of the day. Obviously, this ongoing saga with a man that, you know pretty well. He was on your team to start last season, and then, obviously the story has taken a sharp turn since then, but Antonio Brown, obviously, earlier this morning appearing in court and, posting bail. This has been a wild story, Mark, but given your history with this man and all the things that have transpired in the last year, what are your thoughts on everything we've seen in the last couple weeks?
It's not really something I want to get into this morning. I think, as you stated, it's been a tough story to watch,
and
I certainly hope you get some help, but not really something I want to comment on this morning, guys.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, absolutely.
So next week, when you're probably head to Miami to check out the Super Bowl festivities during that week of, what's it going to be like for everyone else to go and see, like, all right, how far have you got the stadium and everything, and the team is coming out, and what kind of accolades you get around from the other owners in the league and the other presidents as they see what you have done in such a short amount of time in Las Vegas?
It'll be a fun week for us down there. This has been in the making for 25, 30 years. You've watched pretty much every team get a stadium project or a massive renovation done over the last couple of decades, and everybody knows one another, and everyone's very supportive, and they realize that having these types of buildings and these types of facilities are good for the entire league. So the fact that it's going to be in Las Vegas, they're all very excited to come here when we play them. So we've already been contacted by a lot of the teams that you already mentioned that are on our schedule for 2020 about wanting to bring their sponsors and bring their partners to the game, and where they should stay and what they should do. So there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm around the league for the opening this building and what the Las Vegas market is going to do for the NFL.
All right, we got to put you on the spot. Niners or Chiefs, who do you like? I know it.
You get the music playing. It gets serious.
I have friends at both teams, so we'll just go and enjoy the game. How's that?
All right, Mark. We appreciate it, man. Thanks again for coming on. I know it's a busy week,
but
we definitely appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.